This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talking is what we do here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, long-time talker, big-time listener, because you have to be a good listener in order to be a good talker. Victoria Keelan is also a good listener and a good talker. We found Jennifer. We have Jennifer. Don't we have Jennifer someplace? We do or we don't?
I think Jen's asleep. Yeah,
don't have
she's
Jennifer.
Asleep.
Oh, okay.
She only got 2 hours of sleep, so.
I know. Yeah.
So I think we can give her a rest.
Nighty-night. All right, so we have this little thing called an election. A record number of Americans voted early this year by sending mail-in ballots, voting in person ahead of the election yesterday. But there are a lot of voters who never received their absentee ballots. So I thought it was interesting. There were people tracking things like this. There are, you know, lots of people that follow how these things take place and what's going on. And it was really very interesting to see the extreme lengths that some people went to get their votes counted, Victoria. The social media posts from people who made last-minute trips home to vote in person, i.e. getting on an airplane and flying across the country to make sure their vote counted, which is, I think, it's not the supreme sacrifice. It's your job. It's your responsibility. And if you don't vote, you don't have a say, as far as I'm concerned. I'd like to somehow, I don't know how you get it verified, because it's such a personal thing. I went into it when I voted yesterday. I always like to go in the little precincts in a local school. So I go in and I look at the number of people who voted. I voted about noontime yesterday. There were no lines, no problem. I walked in, had a mask on. I had to greet her, say hello, and she knows who I am. Hi, Mr. Steffen. Yep, how are you doing? We had a little quick conversation. I went in, gave my name to the lady. She gave me a ballot. I voted for, I did vote for president, but I didn't vote for anybody that you know. I liked Governor Baker here in Massachusetts. He didn't vote for either Trump or Biden either. And then, so it went on down through the list.
That's a shame, actually, because in this race that is so incredibly close,
not
the third party.
It was a waste of time.
But the third party voters are just, I mean, that's just, it's a waste. And it's not helping
that's
the country.
That's your opinion?
We're so locked in such a close race in this.
Voting for either of these two, I cannot stomach Kamala Harris, and I'm not going to be a hypocrite and vote for her. I would have voted for Biden had he chosen somebody good. If he hadn't boxed himself in to having to choose a woman of color, there may have been some other woman or man that was just as qualified. You could hear me waffling. You said something to me the other day that I found interesting, that I sounded on the air like I was going a little more right than I normally do. And then I said to you on the air that I am normally, my thinking when it comes to most matters, other than social matters, is probably more right of center than left, especially fiscal concerns. But I've grown up in a family, well, I didn't really grow up in a family, I grew up on my own, but around families who had, you know, pretty New England-y roots and New England-y thoughts on things. And we're an independent bunch here in New England, and we don't like people telling us what to do. I feel like I've grown up with Victorian certain ways, because Victoria's cut out of that same cloth as well. And I think that's why I like you, and I like the feeling of all of us expressing ourselves in an independent way and respecting what the other person said, even if we don't agree, even if we get hot under the collar with each other sometimes. It doesn't really make a difference. I don't find myself being swayed. If I feel strongly about something, and I certainly did with some of these election issues, then I didn't, you know, my mind wasn't influenced by other input. Although a couple of times, as you noted, during the process, I was really questioning Biden and his connection to China. And as you know, I've said it many times, China was the number one issue as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what happens as we go forward with all of that. I mean, I don't even know.
How much you want to bet is if Trump wins, we never hear about Biden and China ever again, because there's nothing there.
Yeah,
because the FBI opened an investigation, listen to Trump will tell you he said it the whole time the Mueller investigation was happening. Just because there's an investigation doesn't mean that there's that there's anything wrong.
Right.
So and the Republicans 3 years ago or 4 years ago, they went all through this Hunter Biden stuff and nothing was there. Giuliani sat on this laptop for over a year and then all of a sudden it was in
that's
the Post.
That's a funny story, actually. I think that's a very amusing.
Well, not really. Point. When it damages someone's credibility and they didn't do anything wrong, I mean
that's where it came from. You've got some takeaway info that seems to have the Axios is watching and coming up with some interesting overviews of the past 24 hours. You want to go through them?
Yeah, I think there's some interesting takeaways to this election, regardless of where it ends up. I think that this is something that I think this election will change every future election. I think that people are just now more comfortable with dropping off a ballot or mailing in a ballot, early voting. You know, we have not had, there were no widespread issues. There was no violence. There was no unrest. I mean, this was a very, for by and large, this was a very smooth election day. And people really, I think, were, you know, fear-mongering, and there was a lot of doomsday, and everyone's boarding up businesses and whatever. This was actually a pretty smooth.
That was over the top. Yeah.
So here are some of the takeaways that Axios has. Axios, if you're not familiar, is kind of like a Washington insider. I call them the TMZ of politics because they're never wrong. They always have the details on both sides of the aisle, and they're never wrong. So when they report stuff. So some of the takeaways they had is they were, you know, reminding people, and this is important because I know President Trump wants to declare victory, and he, you know, said last night, well, I want the ballots to stop being counted now. That's ridiculous, and just because he wants that is not going to it's not going to happen. But counting mail-in ballots for days after the election, that happens every election. It's just there's more of a spotlight on it right now because the race is so close. So that's something to just kind of keep in mind, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. This is nothing abnormal. This does not mean that there's voter fraud because ballots are taking days. In Pennsylvania's case, could be 5 days or 3 or 4 days to count all those ballots. That's actually how the system was designed. So none of that means that it's invalid. One of the other things that I've been saying on this show for I don't know how many months, I have never since 2016, I have not trusted a single poll. And the polls were so horrifically wrong that they were disastrously wrong. One of the Axios takeaways, we paid way too much attention to polling. It was a terrible night for pollsters. A leading Republican pollster named Frank Luntz, he said last night, he told Axios last night after 11 p.m. that the political polling profession is done. Those are his exact words.
Right.
He said, this is devastating for my industry, but the polling is wrong. And every battleground state was so much tighter than the polls prepared us for. So that's something I think in future elections, I don't think people are going to be paying that much attention to the polls. Some of the other things that were takeaways. The Hispanic vote, it could end up, and this is something Julian Castro said back in August, the Hispanic vote ended up being crucial. Here's something that people need to know about. The Biden never fully connected with Hispanics. He did better than Trump, but not in a great, like Hillary carried more Hispanics than
right.
Biden did. The Republicans did better with Hispanics than were expected in certain areas. And here's the thing. In the next election, Hispanics will decide who, and this is what we've been saying, and people talking, you know, when they look at the population, this is what has been coming for the last 20 years. In the next election, the Hispanics could easily decide the vote. This is the fastest growing demographic in the country. If people think that they can ignore the Hispanic vote, they are sorely mistaken. And so that's something that in the next election, we're going to really see a big, big push on. The other thing is we've had mountains and mountains of horrible information on social media. We're at the point now where most people are saying, ignore social media. What you see on there, what you see on Twitter, what you see on Facebook, none of it's real.
Yep.
None of it's real, and none
very
of it's
damning.
Accurate.
You talk about polling, but the social media crap is very
none
damning.
Of it is accurate.
Yeah, it's crap.
And so,
I think that holds true for lots of, if not most of the stuff we see in social media. Why people put any faith in it at
social
all?
Social media should just be, it should be fun, and it should be light and airy, and share what you want to share.
I just share my fun stuff on mine. Right. I don't put any politics on mine. I just talk about the farm and people in my family and the people I care about. That's it.
I mean, people sharing articles that were all misinformation. You know, I was watching I went through all the networks, and so I was watching Univision and at one point, and some of the commentators were saying that it was widely reported within the Hispanic community that there was so much voter misinformation given to that entire community. Did it negatively impact the Democrats? Probably, yes. Did it, you know, scare the crap out of a lot of people? It, you know, messages that were targeted and designed and in Spanish that were targeted to Hispanic voters, scaring them with socialism and ICE raids and all kinds of stuff that it was a lot of misinformation. I think in the next election cycle, we have got to put social media in its place where it belongs. It is a fun social thing that should not have any political ramifications. And you hear me, Doug. I say it all the time in the tech report.
Yeah.
Do not get any political information from Facebook. It's in most cases, it's not just like, you know, your weird uncle who it loves conspiracy theories. It's foreign agents infiltrating your life. I mean, it's been traced. We trace it back to China, Russia, and Iran. We know that this has been happening. And yet, unfortunately, people are still influenced by the articles that they read on Facebook. And most of the time, they're not even real. And so I think social media was a disaster in this election cycle, and the polls. Those are the two big takeaways for me that I think will change in the future, because the polling was just abysmal. Abysmal.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Won't hurt a thing. 17 after the hour, you're listening to today's DJV program.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief.
Recognize Jimi Hendrix?
I can't get no relief. Business man there to drink my wine. Plowman, take my herb.
Photographer Baron Wolman took some of the earliest and most iconic images of big-time rock and rollers. During his stint as Rolling Stone's first staff photographer, he passed away at the age of 83. He'd been diagnosed with Lou Gehrig disease. Sad to say, I'm now in the final sprint to the end, he wrote last October. Well, about a month ago, actually, on Facebook. I go forward with a huge amount of gratitude for the many blessings bestowed upon me, my family, friends, travels. No regrets, an appreciation for how my photographs, my life's work, has been received. During his 3 years at Rolling Stone between 67 and 70, he caught the rise of a lot of people like Jimi Hendrix attacking his guitar at the Fillmore West, Janis Joplin relaxing at home with her cat, Smokey Robinson adjusting the do-rag he wore before shows to keep his hair in place, Grace Slick ironically wearing a Girl Scout uniform. I'd like to see that picture. Frank Zappa sitting on a tractor at a construction site, and Jerry Garcia flashing his missing chopped off finger for the first time publicly. Good God. For Rolling Stone's first issue, Roman was sent to shoot the Grateful Dead, who'd just been busted for marijuana at their home at Haight Ashbury in San Francisco. Since their offices were close to Bail Bond's office, Woolman shot some members of the band there, then captured the defiant Dead, fists raised, rifles brandished. That's a very iconic photo. You ever seen that one?
It is very iconic. Well. Absolutely.
Yeah, anyway. So that's the story. Baron Wolman passing away at the age of 83. He must have seen some. This guy saw some stuff. Oh my God!
Right?
He saw some stuff.
Yeah.
25 and change after the hour on today's DJV program as we focus on music. Every hour of the program, we have that moment in which we focus on some of the important music news of the day. So now we move into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They've announced it permanently changing its ceremony schedule because of the virus. The news comes after it was announced earlier in the year that the ceremony for this year, supposed to take place in May, would move to November, and now, of course, it's not taking place at all. Right? So they're going to move it till next November? Is that when they're moving it to? When are they moving it to?
I think they're doing something virtual. They're doing a virtual induction ceremony on November 7th.
Yeah.
So you can actually watch that.
Sunday.
You can watch that Sunday. Yeah. It's HBO is the kind of the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame stuff.
Yeah, right. And this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony will include the induction of Nine Inch Nails, the Notorious B.I.G., Whitney Houston, Depeche Mode, T-Rex, and the Doobies. Saturday. It is a mix, isn't it, huh?
This is one of my favorite shows to watch every year because you get to see the artists, if they're still alive, obviously, and then you get to see these amazing tributes to the artists. So I think it's a very well-done show.
Are the Doobies getting back together for this?
I think they're all going to be there, yes.
Doobies, yeah. He's put sort of his family together.
And we've been hearing them doing these quarantine songs. They sound amazing.
Yeah, they really do. They were always great. I really thought, as a jock, they were just getting started when I finished being a jock in the mid-70s, but the music just stays with me. I love listening to the Doobies. And obviously a lot of other people do as well. So that's the story of the festivity schedule this weekend for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here on the DJV program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The presidential election is still up in the air at this hour. Joe Biden speaking Tuesday night.
You know, we can know the results as early as tomorrow morning, but it may take a little longer, as I've said all along. It's not my place or Donald Trump's place to declare who's won this election. That's the decision of the American people. But I'm optimistic about this outcome.
President Trump just after 2 a.m. Wednesday morning.
North Carolina, big victory with North Carolina. So we won there. We lead by 76,000 votes with almost nothing left. And all of a sudden, everything just stopped. This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
The lessons of 2016 continue to haunt the 2020 presidential election. Polls can't be trusted, as many projections throughout America were simply wrong. As the presidential election remains in the balance, our candidates spoke with their supporters. Joe Biden, Tuesday night.
Good evening. Your patience is commendable. We knew this was going to go wrong, but who knew we're going to go into maybe tomorrow morning, maybe even longer. But look, we feel good about where we are. We really do. I'm here to tell you tonight, we believe we're on track to win this election. We knew because of the unprecedented early vote and the mail-in vote, that's going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient until the hard work of tallying votes is finished. And it ain't over till every vote is counted.
President Trump, just after 2 a.m. Wednesday.
The results tonight have been phenomenal, and we are getting ready. I mean, literally, we were just all set to get outside and just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good. Such a vote, such a success. The citizens of this country have come out in record numbers. This is a record. There's never been anything like it.
Counting continues Wednesday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program. Don't forget our latest DJV download, a focus on Johnny Depp. Apparently he's now going to... The result of the loss of that lawsuit, does that mean he owes money? I didn't ask you that question, I think, Victoria, when we were talking about it. What is he when you lose
know.
A lawsuit like that, so what happens
maybe,
then?
Maybe they can sue him for legal fees to cover their legal fees. I'm not sure.
Let's hope. Prince William has COVID. We talk about that and also what's going on with Brexit. Sean Connery, there's a lot of stuff floating around about him, actually. I saw something yesterday that made me... I know you don't like him because of his the things he said about women and what apparently he did to some of the women in his life. I don't know that that was ever proven. He admitted to, I guess, a couple of things, but...
He admitted to smacking his wife.
Yeah.
He said, as long as you do it with an open hand, not a closed fist. I mean, just insane.
But you wonder how much of that gets played. Is that really, I mean, is that what he's all about? Or was that something that happened, you know, was it every day is he beating up his wife? You know, that's
well,
sort of the way
it
sounds. Well,
if he hits his wife once, that's too much for me.
Yeah, no, I understand. I get that. It's too much for me, too.
Right.
But under the circumstances.
Well, I don't know. He doubled down on these interviews. I mean, you can just Google it. There's an interview he did. I forget who the first one was, but then Barbara Walters did a follow-up with him years later, and she brought up that he had said that. And he said he still stood by it and even went into more detail. So I don't know. And look, this is, it's not easy for me to not like him, because he was my favorite James Bond. I absolutely loved him in Indiana Jones playing Indiana's father. Yeah. And I absolutely loved him in The Rock. So those are, like, you know, three of my favorite movies he's in. So it's not easy for me to say, you know, look, the guy was a creep. But, you know, he was, so it's, you know.
So, well, I'm gonna put that aside a little bit, because that's one side of him that's distressing. I saw something from Andy Garcia and from Kevin Costner yesterday, independently posted on a couple of social media sites, both of them, but Andy Garcia was especially, he paid tribute to Sean Connery. They were all three of them in The Untouchables.
Oh,
and
right.
And Garcia was just really getting started, and the fact that he got into that movie, he said he sort of pinched himself. When you look at his body of work, he's become quite a well-known actor, very accomplished, but he said he started his high school acting career after watching the first James Bond, and he watched and was very careful to follow the career of Sean Connery, and the fact that he was able to act with him in this movie was really his breakout movie. And he said that Connery was very, very nice to him, very helpful. When Connery walked on the set, everybody stood at attention. Instead of him being, you know, he won the Oscar in that movie for Best Supporting Actor, but there was no doubt who the lead was. It wasn't, you know, all the other guys were kids. Even De Niro was in his late 30s when that, maybe early 40s. And so there's a picture of them going into the opening night for The Untouchables. Sean Connery is wearing a white suit, and he's leading the other kids, put that in quotation marks. Costner is behind him. De Niro is behind Costner. Garcia is behind De Niro. And that the kid with the glasses, who I can't remember his name, but he was an important part of it as well. He's in the picture as well. But they all, and Costner said that through his career, he has never acted with a greater actor. He said, Sean Connery is the most important actor he ever appeared in a film with. And that's saying something pretty extraordinary. But the tributes about him, you know, without the focus on what you've said, continue to talk about the way he was, his presence on the set. When he came onto the set, he wanted to get started, and they all did. They just, okay, let's go. Kind of like John Wayne. He was ready. He was the first person on the set every day, knew his lines, and was ready to go. And there's another guy that you won't like or don't like, because some of the things he said about women weren't very flattering.
Well,
he said a lot of things
people.
About minorities, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, and here's a woman who shares an alleged bizarre encounter with Leonardo DiCaprio going public. I thought this was pretty interesting. It sort of follows it's good and bad. This is I guess you would say it was a sort of a viral encounter. So what happened is that this woman encountered Leonardo DiCaprio and apparently walked in front of him or something, and he bumped into her, and he looked at her and said, "You know who I am?" When people say stuff like that, I just, you know, you hear it all the time. People, "You know who I am?" So I thought I get a kick out of some of those stories with people who think that they're, just because what they do doesn't make them better or bigger, it's money, you know. I don't know that I thought he was, I don't know what I think of his, what I think of him as a person. I think he's a pretty good actor. I think he's gotten a lot of attention. I think he's learned how, kind of like, I think he figured the system out, pretty much like Ryan Seacrest did, and he knew how to follow the leaders, the people he wanted to be close to, so therefore he got close to Scorsese and has stayed that way. I think that did him well, frankly, the way Ryan got close to Dick Clark and Larry King and stuff. You know, that's how he moved himself into positions of import. So, you want to hear about my dream last night? I woke up a couple of times. I went to bed the normal time, watched the, you know, for a few minutes, 4 or 5 minutes, and I got enough of what was going on, watching these people talk, to hear themselves talk. So I went to sleep. I woke up about 3 o'clock and I turned the television on, and, you know, it was sort of the same thing. The numbers were bigger and it was still, you know, there was no final result. So I turned the TV off and I went back to sleep. And then I had a dream about me and Donald Trump being together in a diner. And I picked up the tab. We were talking about stuff that wasn't really important. We were just talking. So I got out my wallet, and I didn't have enough. I was trying to find money to pay for the tab, because I said, I'll pay for this. I didn't call Mr. President. I don't remember what I called him. But I said, I'll pick it up. I'll pay for lunch, which is pretty much what I always do. I don't like people paying. I always get the credit card out first. But I couldn't find, I'm going through my wallet, I couldn't find the $100 bills that I knew I saw there yesterday. I had a couple of $100 bills in my wallet. So in the dream, I couldn't understand where my $100 bills went. And then he looked at me, because Charlotte, not Daisy, but Charlotte, who was my first bulldog, was with me in this dream. She was sitting over beside Trump, and Trump looked at me and he said, she needs to go poop. How, where this dream came from, haven't the slightest, but isn't it interesting how dreams, I've never dreamt about Donald Trump before. I haven't even given him much thought, frankly, other than when he does something foolish or antagonistic, but I certainly never dreamed about him. So I thought that you'd enjoy me recounting that dream, Victoria.
Thank you.
From the,
very
for what it's worth department. Yes, I'm sure it's very enlightening. All right, the big D. Let's see, Julianne Hough has filed for divorce from Brooks Laich, is it? Is that how you pronounce his
Brooks
name?
Brooks Laich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They announced their split about 5 months ago, right? She was on Dancing with the Stars. She's been in movies and stuff.
She's
right?
done, she transitioned to movies. She's kind of, she has had some country singing hits, so... I think that a lot of people thought they were going to get back together because they've been seen a few times and
he's
it seemed like they were trying to work it out.
Hockey player, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was in
he's
a movie,
retired now, but
yeah, she was in a movie that I saw. I think the only time I saw her, very likable character, with a guy whose name I can never pronounce right.
Josh Duhamel.
Thank you. Yeah, and it was a really good, I was a likable, lovable movie. And that's the only time I've really ever seen her, but I really liked her in that flick.
He's a good-looking guy, but he's a pretty terrible actor.
Yeah, not a good actor. No,
yeah,
no.
But I actually think she's good. She's been in a lot of different things, and
yeah,
I think
good.
She's very likable.
Likable, yeah.
She's
likeable.
Super cute, yeah.
Yep. All right, another big D from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Erica Jane. Who's she married to?
No one famous, but he's a lawyer named Tom Girardi. And so on Housewives of Beverly Hills, they have, you know, they've been she's been on the show for a while, and he appears.
She's 49. He's 81. What are
exactly.
you? What is, come on.
Exactly. She's getting a lot of flack right now, though, for quote unquote leaving him after 21 years of marriage. And so, but there are a lot of rumors that he owes a lot of people money, so yeah. that he's got several lawsuits against him. So maybe, you know. Maybe she's just getting out now and maybe taking the money while she can.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. No, that couldn't happen. On-air authenticity. That's what people like about the DJV program. Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan here at 44 after the hour.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
Kellitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Kellitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid gives you the best of both worlds. It's an efficient ride with a total driving range of 520 miles. Featuring over 81 different seating configurations, there's plenty of room for family and your stuff. And save money with a federal tax credit of up to $7,500, plus any state and local incentives. Go where you want, when you want, with the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
All right, here on the DJV program with Doug and Victoria, the story of Sue Radford. Sue, nice young lady, 14 when she had her first child. She's now in her 40s. She has the biggest family on earth. She has 21 children so far and is pregnant again.
Ugh.
The announcement came yesterday. How about that? She said she's dreamed of having as many children as she possibly can. She and her husband decided that she would get pregnant again. So now, actually, this is their 22nd child. And I wonder how they pay. I'm looking at a picture of them. They all look kind of normal. 22 children. And they're not even Mormons. That's kind of a reality check in and of itself. It just, I don't know, you see some of these stories, and the doctor, by the way, told her if she had another child, I'd kill her.
Well, that's smart. So, I'm glad she's moving forward then.
Yeah.
With having
right.
another one. That's smart.
Congratulations. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are not going back to England for Christmas. They no longer have a court battle on the immediate horizon because of their... I don't understand how the Archie thing played into that. They were going to go back in December with Archie... but the couple changed their plans after a judge granted Meghan's request to postpone the trial until after fall. The trial was
I think, because they cited a personal reason, I think she's pregnant and she's not traveling. I think that's my guess.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, they already have one child, right? So there's another one that they'd have. All right.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
After the hour now, it's time for the prolific Warren Eckstein to join us here on the DJV program. He comes to us from the Pet Show. Well, he actually comes to us from Santa Monica. He's not on the beach, though. He doesn't like going out this time of year because it's too cold. Below 75, so he stays home. All right, but he does a program every week called the Pet Show every weekend around the country. A lot of the same stations that carry this program carry him. I love having him on because he's a great friend and been a great source of information and help for me with my pet. And he certainly is for millions of people around the country every year through his program and through his website, thepetshow.com. Also, he has a line of minerals and vitamins called Hugs and Kisses. So when I'm out there this week, I think I'll come to your house and pick up a couple of cartons of the Hugs and Kisses to bring back with me. All right, knock on the door. When you hear the door, knock on the door this weekend. You'll know it's me. Okay? You can, down the cellar or wherever you keep the Hugs and Kisses.
So give me the option of whether to answer or not.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so let's see what's going on. You found how men and dogs connect. How do men and dogs connect? This should be interesting.
This was an interesting study. This was an interesting study that researchers actually found that a men's testosterone level determined their behavior toward dogs. Men with high levels of testosterone punished their dogs by hitting them and yelling at them, whereas men with lower levels supported their dogs by petting and praising the animals. It's kind of interesting. I don't know how true this study is. I know a lot of men that are professional boxers and fighters, and I train the dogs for the New York Jets, the Mets, the Giants, the Islands, all of them. These are men with pretty high testosterone levels, and I found them to be ultimately mushes with their dogs and cats.
I'm right. About, I've seen that, too.
Yeah, heavy-duty, you know, major fighters. Remember that wrestler Goldberg? You know, big, big, heavy Goldberg, I think his name was. He's an amazing cat rescuer and cat lover. So I don't know the story about this. However, there's a part of it that may be true. I remember years ago when I was a peace officer in the state of New York, I was called in to investigate abuse of a dog at a motorcycle shop. Not a fun place for me to go in by myself. But I did go in there and did find that the dogs were being abused by these men who had a lot of testosterone. But I don't think that's the cause of it. I don't know.
It's a testosterone thing. I think people who abuse an animal, there's something mentally wrong with you. I don't think testosterone can be blamed for that. I really don't.
I think it's the other end. From my perspective, as many years as I've been doing this, I think it's the men that feel insecure, that try to be more secure, and they take out their aggression on animals, on poor animals, because they're afraid to take it out or show it towards other people. That's what I've found in the past personally, that a lot of men will take out their aggression on a dog or a cat if they're angry at someone else.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
It's called referred aggression.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about this new dating site for dogs?
It's called Pinder. I don't even understand. Listen, I've been married so long, I have no idea what a dating site's all about. But Pinder is a new site that helps animals find love and friendship. Now, when I first saw this, I said, oh, come on now. Pinder is a fun name. But think about it. Think about someone who moves into a neighborhood. They have a beautiful dog that likes other dogs. But for some reason, they're not meeting friends to play with, or they're being walked to different. I think it's a great idea for people to introduce their dog to other like-minded people that have dogs and kind of form little groups. I think it's a great idea. Like, for example, there's a dog park near me in Santa Monica where you can rest assured, you can set your clock at 5 o'clock every night. It's the small dog park. It's called the small dog, and these people know each other. They hang out with each other, and they've established not only relationships between their pets, but between the people themselves. I think it's kind of a good idea. There are several out there. There are several sites out there where people can find other people that are like-minded. But I like this because it's dogs finding other dogs.
I like
it,
too.
The same
it's, a great, it's a great
Not
point.
A bad idea. It not
really
a bad
is.
Idea.
All right, I wrote a note to myself last week, and I'm trying to figure out what this was. Smartphone versus pets. Do you remember why, Victoria, why I wrote that down? It's something Jennifer, I think, said about pets, but I can't, I don't like
it. I'll give you the thing that drives me absolutely crazy. When people take their dog for a walk, and the dog is out there with them, and they're on their darn phone 24-7, pay attention to your dog. I mean, it makes me absolutely crazy when I see that. Also, remember that, when you take your dog for a walk, enjoy the walk with him. It's his walk. It's not your walk to begin with. Have a fun time. Get that
big
hole if you have to.
Daisy is so much fun on a walk. Then she turns around, she looks at me, and then she runs the other way. And then she'll look, she'll hide behind a tree. She'll look to see if I'm there. And then it's almost like she jumps out when I get close to her. Yeah, go ahead.
I love the middle of the walk when all of a sudden, no clear reason, there's no rhyme, they just roll on their back and say, you know what, a belly rub would feel good.
That's right. Oh, yeah. It's great on that. Rub those bellies.
There you go.
Have some fun. Enjoy and love your pet. That's the message Warren Eckstein has for us every week here. Make sure you check out his pet show at thepetshow.com. Listen every week. 59 past the...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.